They're stealing down on what to be, an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our boss.
Hang on. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Sorry we lost power. Rivero is here now. You can say hi, Mike. I just want to give everybody a little bit of an idea.
We've been hearing about the Texas power grid having problems with overloads from the cold weather and illegal immigrants and the liberals trying to charge their electric vehicles. And so a bunch of transformers blew up around the RBN studios. And we thought we were pretty much black for the day, but we're back now and we're here doing the show. And I understand, we're not going to see a lot of people out there listening at this particular time and probably not a lot of callers, but we're going to do the show from now until its normal ending time, which is 5 o'clock. And we're going to open the phones here in about half an hour just in case there are some callers out there. So anyway, this is live radio, and, we're dealing with it. And let's get into the news here. First of all, this morning, Punxsutawney Phil woke up and came out of his little burrow and saw all the TV cameras and the news crews and everything and took the opportunity to announce that he is going to run for president in 2024. And I'll be his running mate. Also, he saw his shadow, which means there'll be six more weeks of winter, and you're probably wondering why are you paying attention to the rodent anyway. But frankly, he seems to be about as accurate as the professional weather guessers that we have in this part of the country here. Now, getting into the political news here, Hunter Biden is asking Joe Biden's assistant attorney general, the Delaware attorney general, and the IRS to go after individuals close to President Trump who have shared information from the infamous laptop. And this is going to be a very weak case, but again, we're dealing with a very corrupt government here. The fact is that legally, Hunter Biden lost custody of that laptop when he abandoned it at a computer repair shop owned by John Paul MacIsaac in Delaware back in 2019. And so it's going to be a weak case, but again, with the corrupt government that we have, who knows what is there going to be happening there. Now, the White House is refusing to say if the FBI is searching more of the Biden homes and locations for documents. They're refusing to disclose how many have been seized, so it's all big hush-hush there. The National Archives, meanwhile, is coming on out and making an excuse for not providing this information to Congress, saying that they weren't allowed to reveal the Biden classified document discovery. And that's going to prompt a congressional investigation. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly is blasting Whoopi Goldberg over her comment about white people being beaten by police. And this all goes back to that tire, a gentleman who was beaten to death by five black police men down in Memphis here. And they're still trying to find a way to make it somehow white supremacist's fault. And Whoopi Goldberg was out there saying that police brutality won't change until white people are getting beaten by police. And, you know, Megyn Kelly's blasting Whoopi for that, and well, she should. I mean, take a look at what happened on January 6th at the Capitol building, where white people were being brutalized by the police and in at least one case killed. And so I don't know why Whoopi still has that gig or why that show is still on the air, because it's nothing but leftist propaganda. And it really is kind of ridiculous. I know that there's a growing movement calling for the removal of Whoopi Goldberg from that show, and we'll see where that's going to go. Now, left-wing media outlets like NBC, MSNBC, they're having major struggles, and they're having to lay off staffers to try and balance their budgets. The staffers are upset at some of the top talents who are still getting these gigantic paychecks, you know, millions and millions of dollars here. So according to this article, which came on out from BlabberBuzz, NBC and MSNBC are trying to find their way in the world of streaming and other new technologies, and that's not really the problem. Okay, they want to blame streaming to explain to their advertisers why they're losing audience, but the reality is people don't like liars, and they are starting to turn off the left-leaning news shows that lied about Trump, immigration, vaccines, human-caused global warming. The list goes on and on and on and on, and the American people are saying, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to watch people who are going to lie to me. And I'm going to go someplace where people can hear the truth, like Republic Broadcasting or WhatReallyHappened.com. Now, down in Texas, their election fraud situation is continuing to grow. It's been revealed that the Harris County Election Day ballot paper shortage was far bigger than originally estimated. And this was a case of where people were showing up at the ballot locations, polling locations rather, and told that the ballots had run out for their particular party, primarily Republican, and they were disenfranchised. And now the governor, Texas Abbott, is saying it may be necessary to redo the 2022 election in Texas in order to basically make sure that everybody's vote was counted fairly, which, of course, the liberals definitely do not want to have happen. All righty. Now, we're going to talk about COVID, and we're going to start here with an interesting development. Now, people have been talking about how there's an egg shortage. There was this big egg production facility that burned down the other day, and the price of eggs has gone through the roof. It's hideously expensive now, and everybody's saying, what the heck is going on? And it turns out, okay, there are multiple studies that show antibodies in the egg yolk block the binding of multiple SARS-CoV-2 spike protein variants. In other words, the yolk of an egg prevents the protein variants from locking onto cells. In other words, these eggs are actually good for you to eat in terms of reducing the damage from the spike proteins. And all of a sudden, we're seeing the price of eggs go through the roof. Hens are not laying. Farmers are saying there's been something added to the chicken feed that is keeping the hens from laying. And now we find out that the eggs actually have a positive beneficial effect on keeping the spike protein from anchoring in certain places in your body. And who would want to have that happen? Well, somebody who's selling pharmaceuticals and stuff. Now, over at Merck, who has their own variation of the COVID vaccine, apparently there is a study showing that the Merck COVID vaccine is triggering new virus mutations. In other words, if you have this Merck vaccine, well, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and you get COVID, the COVID virus is mutated by the mRNA shot to produce new variants that may, in fact, be more resistant to future treatments. And It's kind of like the situation we're seeing over in Pfizer, where they're doing gain-of-function research on the virus in order to produce more virulent forms, requiring new vaccines and new treatments and lots and lots and lots of money that's going on out there. Now, Pfizer is trying to back away from that Project Veritas video showing one of their directors basically admitting that Pfizer was looking at doing gain-of-function research on the COVID virus to make it more contagious, more infectious. And they basically had an article they put out in MedPage today that included an FDA advisor who, in the course of his interview with this MedPage today, inadvertently confirmed that Pfizer is, in fact, doing gain-of-function research on that virus. So it's all about the money. You know, they can't stand a healthy population. They can't make money off a healthy population. The medical industrial complex needs you to be chronically ill. And if that means canceling getting rid of eggs or getting rid of ivermectin or getting rid of hydroxychloroquine, so much the better. And there has been another peer-reviewed study. This is being reported in Zero Hedge, showing that the masks that we have all been encouraged to wear really provide little to no difference in preventing COVID and flu infection. And again, if you go to the box on those N95 masks, it says right on the bottom, will not protect you from a virus, because viruses are very, very small. The metaphor that I've been using since this all began was, you know, trying to use a chain link fence to keep the mosquitoes out. Because those virus particles are very small. If you took 700 of the COVID virus particles and laid them out in a single line, they would equal the width of one of the hairs on your head. And if you compare that to the density of the weave or the porousness of the weave in the mask, you'll understand they really don't do any good. They've made somebody a lot of money. They've caused a lot of litter. And, you know, when you really think about it, supposedly these masks represent medical waste because they have been absorbing COVID viruses and other viruses, and they should be disposed of as medical waste, but they haven't been. They're abandoned in the parking lot. They're thrown in trash cans. They're not treated like they would be if they had a genuine effect on stopping the virus. Okay, so anyway, what's been going on with all of this? People have now been tolling up all of the wealth transfer triggered by the COVID scare, the fear porn, the vaccines, the medications, the masks and everything, and basically a total of $50 trillion with a T has been taken from the bottom 90% of the population and given to the rich. It's just another form of wealth transfer to make the poor poorer and the rich just richer. And I keep telling you, this is all about the Benjamins. Maybe, maybe, maybe. I am still concerned that this effort to get everybody jabbed with this gene therapy, despite the harm it's obviously causing, is a part of the preparation for the U.S. to fight World War III, not with nuclear weapons, but with biological weapons. Okay, and speaking about being all about the Benjamins, since 2016, pharmaceutical giant AbbVie has generated more than $114 billion in revenue from the sale of the anti-inflammatory drug Humira. That same year, Humira was supposed to go off patent and become generic, meaning it would be a lot less expensive for you. But because of patent manipulation, AbbVie has been able to maintain a monopoly on the medication, which sells for upwards of $50,000 a year. This is all about money. Forget the fancy, shiny buildings and the suits and ties and everything. These people are drug dealers. That's their business, dealing drugs. and they engage in the same kind of behavior that you see in the street drug dealers down on the corner. Again, look at Purdue and the Sackler family, who deliberately tried to create a population of opioid addicts that they could profit from in the coming years. Okay, another article coming out of BitChute. It's a video, once again, talking about the dangers of aluminum in vaccines. Now, there was a great deal of anecdotal evidence suggesting that aluminum compounds like thimerosal in these childhood vaccines that are mandated to go to school was the cause of this epidemic of autism that is sweeping the country. And nobody can argue with the fact that autism rates have gone through the roof since we've had this mandated vaccine schedule, and the vaccine companies are still out there saying, oh, no, it's got absolutely nothing to do with it. You know, they're watching too much TV or playing too many video games, and, you know, it's not our fault, and you couldn't sue us even if it was. But there is an issue out there, and aluminum, you know, and all heavy metals are known to have, you know, psychological impacts. Good example, of course, would be mercury. You've all heard the phrase "mad as a hatter." There's even a character called the Mad Hatter in the Alice in Wonderland books that's based on reality, because hat makers, milliners of the period would use mercury in the process of felting the fur to make the material the hat was made from. And the constant exposure to the mercury fumes would cause all kinds of mental aberrations and drive these hatters insane. Hence the expression, mad as a hatter. Now, here is something kind of interesting. We've been talking lately about, you know, this sudden, you know, trend in our society of massive violence and just out of control behavior. So over at HerculeanStrength.com, they have an article, and they're going back to this 2004 scientific study that seems to indicate that long-term consumption of soy products makes monkeys aggressive loners and could possibly influence humans the same way. And we're wondering about these strange acts of violence and everything. And, you know, soy products, particularly soybean oil, is very widely consumed. It's a part of processed foods. And now they're realizing that it triggers aggressive behavior in monkeys and probably does exactly the same thing in the human population. All right, turning to the international news, a Ukrainian rocket has reportedly struck near an oil pumping station connected to the Druzhba pipeline in Russia's Bryansk region, according to the operator Transneft. Speaking to the TASS news agency, Igor Demin, a spokesman for the company, said the shell landed on the territory of the Novoyzhbykovo station. Say that three times fast, in the late hours of January 31st. He noted the attempted attack ultimately failed to cause any casualties or hinder the work of the pipeline. So, yeah, we'll see what's going to get on that. All right, the U.S. has shipped the first batch of Bradley infantry fighting vehicles to Ukraine as part of the latest $2.85 billion military aid package announced earlier this year. More than 60 Bradleys left South Carolina last week to provide Kiev's forces with additional firepower. And the Bradley, by the way, as a side note, figured prominently in the book and movie The Pentagon Wars, which documented the excesses and cost overruns of the development of the Bradley and how it, all that money failed to produce a truly effective platform. All righty, now the United States is getting ready to send yet another new weapon to Ukraine. It's called the Ground-Launched Small Diameter Bomb, or the GSLDB, which would double Kiev's current strike range. And Ukraine's longest-range weapon currently is the guided MLRS rocket system. Its rockets can travel 48 miles. The range of the ground-launched small-diameter bomb rocket is 94 miles. This would allow the Ukraine military to attack Russian forces from a greater distance or penetrate more deeply into Russian-held territory. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.